My son is 13 years old, skinny little white boy, wants to be a black rapper. And he is so white. He's very white. Even white people call him honky. But you know, he has the oversized shirts, the baggy pants, the hat turned backwards. Looks like a pile of laundry walking through the room. Do you know the kind of kids I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? The pants are down past the knees. The underwear is sticking out. Always looks like they're running to take a crap all the time. At least we know he wears clean underwear. At least we know that. You know what gets me is when my dad comes over to visit, when my father comes over to visit, because my dad is 80, and he wears his pants up here now. Right up past his breast line, so to speak. And sometimes you can't see him. He just disappears as there's a pair of pants walking around. With a fly open so he can see. My dad comes over, it's like the three ages of man right there. One pair of pants here, one pair of pants there, and the other pair of pants, of course, somewhere down past the knees. My son walking around like a penguin with his headphones on. Always, those headphones are always on. You want to talk to him, you pull those headphones off. I listened to P. Diddy. You listen to Big Daddy. I want you to clean up your room. I did not ask to come to this planet. I said, well, I got news for you. You were not invited. And my wife is always on me. Relate to him. He's your son. Relate to him. Sit down in front of the TV and watch Robot Chicken with him. Go skateboarding with him. Talk to him, relate. And I tell her, why doesn't he relate to me? Why doesn't he sit down and watch court TV with me? Let him do the taxes. Relate to me. Because I don't know how to relate with him. Because you ask him anything, it's always, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? One day he got angry at me and he said to me, he says, you know what? You're old, unhip, and nasty. I said, hey, first of all, age is just a number, all right? And mine's unlisted. As for being unhip, hip is just trendy, okay? That's just passing fads, that's all that is. And what do you mean by being nasty? And he said, you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. No, I don't know what you're saying. You gotta respect me. I can't, you know, because I don't understand the language. I don't know what it means. You know, sometimes him and his friends will say things like, the bomb, that's the bomb. I think they're talking about terrorism or something. You know, I'm listening. But that apparently means it's something good, or you know, or he's a tweaker. He's a tweaker. I thought it was a person that plucked their eyebrows or something. And apparently some kind of drug addict or something. And his friends, oh, and his friends come over. They're not friends either. And they're not my buddies. They're my homies. My homies. My homies. And the problem with his homies are in my home. And when these guys come to my house, I think we should bring back the draft. That's what I think, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. We'll change some attitudes there. Because first of all, one kid's got five earrings, another one's got a clip in his eyebrow, another one a stud in his nose, another one a metal ball in his tongue. I feel like throwing a huge magnet in there. You know what I'm saying? And there is no talking. You know, my wife says, relate, talk to him, but none of these kids talk today. Have you ever noticed that? There's no talking, you know. The parents listen, though. Parents listen. On the last show, somebody stopped me and said, by the way, that guy's name is no longer P. Diddy. It's Diddy. See, originally his name was Sean Combs. Then it was Puff Daddy. Then it was P. Diddy. Now it's just Diddy. I can't keep up with it, ladies and gentlemen. Changing trends, gas prices, all the things in the world. I can't keep up with a rapper's name. I've got important things on my mind. I'm trying to save my son. You know, because he goes to school in California. And don't put down a California schools, but you know, the education in California, their theory is what's called feel-good education. Do you know the theory of feel-good education? Okay, here it is. Feel-good education, the theory is don't fail the student, don't hurt their self-esteem. Joey, what's 2 plus 2?
3.
You're so close, Joey. So we don't fail the student, we don't hurt their education. What will we get? A bunch of stupid people that feel good about themselves. You know, someday Joey will be an airline pilot. That's your third crash this time. But you're getting closer all the time. I mean, the kids at the malls, you know what I'm talking about. You go to the malls, they hang out there. They work in the food court. That's where if you want to meet teenagers. There they are all over the place playing with their pimples, paying no attention to anything. I go to the Northridge Mall just to get a drink. I go to a fast food place. The girl gives me the drink. She goes, "Did you want a straw with that?" I said, "No, let me suck it right through the lid." She said, "You got a bad attitude." I said, "You're stupid." I can always change my attitude, but so I try to run it through my mind. What has changed? I'm trying to relate to my son. What has changed? Well, things are more extreme now than they used to be when I was a kid. They show things on television. Let's face it, that we would never dream would be shown in your living room. Magazines, people, the things they sing in songs now, it's pornographic. People don't make their children behave anymore. That's obvious, you know. Some pinhead in the 60s said, "Don't spank children." We stopped spanking children, and we now have the most violent children on earth. You know, it's true. It is true. Hey, when I was a kid, I was afraid to mouth off to an adult. I was afraid they might smack me. Now I'm afraid to mouth off to a teenager. I'm afraid they'll shoot me. Because a lot of people believe you shouldn't spank your children, that it creates violence. We have a new age couple across the street from us. Beautiful people, wonderful people, you know, granola, you know, yoga, you know the type. They're sweet people, though, and they got these two kids. One's a 2-year-old, like a 25-pound caterpillar all over the house. Knocking things over, causing a lot of trouble, and the mother will look at the child and go, "No, that's inappropriate behavior." You know, the kid's 2 years old and looks at her. I told her, "Why don't you smack that kid's tuchus?" She said, "That'll traumatize him." Exactly. You traumatize them before they traumatize you. But what is the truth? I'll tell you what I believe the truth is, ladies and gentlemen. When you spank your children, you're teaching them a fundamental lesson about life, all right? That if you do this thing, something bad will happen to you. There are boundaries. And I'm talking about spanking, not beating. Those are two different things. And there's a time you stop spanking your child. When I was 28, I told my dad, "It has to stop." Now here, I'm just going to show you the living proof of what spanking really is, okay? By applause, how many people in this room were spanked when you were children? Gosh, it looks like y'all turned out okay. Here's one that they never asked. We know most of you were spanked. By applause, how many of you still love your parents? Because the people that don't spank their children, that's what they always say. You know, "I'm afraid they won't love me anymore." Well, it'll probably be just the opposite reaction, you know. Well, these friends of mine told me, they said, "Well, don't get worried. We have techniques that we use on the children." I'm starting to think, that sounds bad right there. You know, techniques. Our 6-year-old, he gets out of line, we're rough on him. I said, "What happens?" "Oh, we give him a timeout." What the hell is timeout? Like, timeout I knew was when I was unconscious for 3.5 minutes. Timeout was for my old man to switch hands. That's what timeout was. And now we have kids that are bored. Can you believe that? "I'm bored. I'm bored." We got an 11-year-old down the street. This kid has DVD, CD, the internet, cable. He has a cell phone. He's 11 years old. Why the hell does he have a cell phone? He's on the phone all the time. I'm going crazy. Who's he talking to? Does he have a bookie? I want to know. But he'll come to our house and walk around, "I'm bored. I'm bored." Oh, should I tell you some jokes, young man? Should I tap dance for you? You know what I had to play with when I was 11? A stick. A stick, that's all I had, a stick! And my friends had about this, and that stick, there's our sword, our rifle, you know, our little horsies, a little cane. And if I would have walked into my mom and went, "I'm bored," she would have stuck the stick up my nose. It's a clean show, you know that, don't you? Because my mom had a much better sense of direction than that. She would have went deep and hard to the left, that's what she would have done. There, work that out, that'll occupy you for a while. But it's a changing world. It's always changing, it's ever changing, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the world right now. Number one golfer is an African American. Number one rapper is a white guy. The star of the NBA is Chinese. The Germans don't want to fight anymore. It's a changing world. I want to give you a personal story to tell you how I know the world has changed. Recently, my wife was cleaning my son's room, and in that room, she found some pornographic magazines. Ooh, brought back memories of when my mother found hidden in my room a Playboy magazine, which she rolled up and struck me with. This is before you could send your parents to jail for things like this. She struck me and said, "Wait till your father gets home." That meant I was going to get a spanking and a talking to, which I received, and he also took the magazine. I'll just take that. So my wife called me in to see these magazines, which I'm sure somebody had given to him, because like everything now, these weren't Playboys, these were extreme. These were S&M magazines. Very extreme. S&M, man. My wife said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "I don't know, but we can't spank him." Oh, this is a hip crowd here tonight. I guess I can tell the National Geographic story then, right? Because my mom never did know about the National Geographic. Oh, she never did. And the guys know what I'm talking about. You know, Freud said your first sexual impression stays with you the rest of your life. And I believe that's true, because to this day, if I see a woman with a plate in her mouth, you should have seen my honeymoon night. Come on, honey, just one time.